first, I thought the system was very rigid. You know, the judges would be terrifying. You know, it'd be hard to talk to them, but they're just so easy to talk to and personable. They really do care about the system and helping students like us advance in our careers when it comes to law.
Hello, and welcome to this HM Courts and Tribunal Service podcast. Imagine you've just started a law degree at university, and you're excited to learn more about the justice system and the role you can play. But maybe you've never been to court in real life, and you aren't sure what jobs you could be suited to. Well, here at HMCTS, we're working in partnership with judges and the University of Reading to give students a valuable insight into life at criminal court and the roles we offer.
I'm Liz Bryant from the communications team here at HMCTS, and I'm here with District Judge Sam Guzet. He's the resident district judge for Berkshire Magistrates Courts and the leadership judge for the South East region. Hello, Judge.
Hello.
And we're also joined by Senior Legal Manager Rachel Newman from Thames Valley Magistrates Court. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
And finally, we're also here with Liz Conahan, Associate Professor and Director of Mooting and Advocacy at the School of Law at the University of Reading. Welcome, Liz.
Thank you so much.
And a bit later on, we'll also be talking to two students, Amber and Zara from the School of Law, who'll be sharing their experiences. Welcome, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us. So I'd like to come to you first, Rachel. Can you tell us a bit about the joint outreach programme between HMCTS and the Law School?
Yes, as part of raising awareness of the legal roles that we have within HMCTS, we thought it would be helpful to go out to reach out to our local universities in the across the region so that we could build up a relationship with the law departments and offer opportunities for the law students to come into the magistrates' courts, see the role of the legal advisor, see the roles of the judges, see some criminal activity. Applications, and also to raise awareness of the different roles and career opportunities across HMCTS.
So how long has it been running?
We started a couple of years ago. We started small, and the first opportunities were to offer, I think, 40 students an opportunity to come and do some court observations. So we had a number of students visit over a period of a week, observing the criminal courts, some with magistrates sitting, some with District Judge Guzet sitting in, and we opened it up for an opportunity to answer their questions, explain what types of cases they would be hearing in the courtrooms, and giving them a little opportunity to see what happens in the magistrates' court. We also have worked very closely with Liz to do some mooting cases, and we called it speed mooting, where Judge Guzet and I have been to the university and the students have prepared a moot for us and done some advocacy, and Judge Guzet and I have given feedback to the students as a result of that. In addition, the students have been to the magistrates' court and they have prepared and delivered bail applications and plea and mitigations to Judge Guzet in the courtroom. Judge Guzet has been presiding, and then he's gone through at the end with them some feedback and how he would sentence the particular case, or whether he would grant bail or refuse bail in the bail application scenario. So we've just really been building up lots of different opportunities for the students to give them some first-hand experience in the courtroom, to see some criminal cases in action, and for them to get involved in delivering some advocacy in front of our resident judge.
Tell me a bit more about mooting. What is speed mooting?
Speed mooting is really when you're doing a legal argument quite quickly, and it can take a variety of forms, but the essence is it's short and quick and minimum preparation needed. So the benefit of that is you will often attract a number of students who maybe cannot commit to a longer term competition, which perhaps requires skeleton arguments and the exchange of bundles and much longer submissions. It's brilliant for confidence building, and it's brilliant for employability skills.
So it sounds as if all of you think it's a very worthwhile and quite a valuable thing to be involved in this kind of outreach work. Why is it important to each of you, as it were, individually?
I mean, from my perspective, it's making sure we have an opportunity for students to understand what we do as judges and how we approach things. But actually, in this particular project, it's had the added advantage of building that relationship between the students at Reading and understanding that qualifying as a lawyer, there are huge opportunities within HM Courts and Tribunal Service, you know, as legal advisors, roles which it was clear from conversations that they had never even thought about as potential career opportunities. And my passion comes from that because that's my background. I was a legal advisor in the court service. I became a senior manager in the court service while sitting as a deputy before becoming full-time. So I think for us, it's about selling that as a career opportunity, but also the passion of the students, letting them understand the role of the magistrates court. And they realise what I do on a day-to-day basis, the types of cases. It was quite clear from the conversations that, you know, they're learning about criminal law and criminal justice system, but to hear about how it works in practice is really important for them, because it's not all about Crown Court cases with juries and judges in wigs and gowns, but doing it in a way that gives them a practical ability to practice on their feet, delivering a bail application, making a plea mitigation, putting forward a legal argument, and getting feedback there and then from somebody who can say, well, in reality, this is what would happen.
I mean, it's a similar thing for me, really. I've been a legal advisor for 35 years, and it's a fabulous role. I still enjoy the job I do. And it's not a job, as Judge Guse has said, that is widely known within law students and universities, and something we're trying to raise awareness of, that there are these fabulous opportunities within HMCTS, not just as a legal advisor, but there are other legal opportunities in the tribunals for caseworkers. And they're often opportunities that law students are not familiar with.
Liz, this outreach program, it sounds like it's very practical, a lot of, you know, participating, taking part. How does it fit in with these sort of official law curriculum at the University of Reading?
We take co-curricular activities really seriously, and we think that there's great value in those. And different students will have a go at different things, but being able to have a go, I think, is the most important aspect. And what has been so nice, actually, with DJ Guse and with Rachel, is the feedback that they've given to the students. It's just been really constructive, but so encouraging and affirming. And I happen to know that, you know, some of our students were quite nervous about appearing before them, because, you know, that's a real judge. But if we can all have the confidence and the ability to stand up and say a few words, that goes a long way. And I think that's why it's very valuable to hear from people in those professions. And maybe people will say, well, you know, I didn't start where you see me now. It was a process and a journey. And that kind of honesty can be very, very helpful to our students. And that's why we're just so grateful for this collaboration.
Students have lots of different sort of outlooks and levels of confidence. Do you think this kind of opportunity is particularly helpful for students from more diverse backgrounds, from a range of different experiences?
Yes, indeed. We have a number of students at the University of Reading who are from widening participation backgrounds, many of whom may not know anyone, for example, who was trained to be a lawyer or a barrister, many of whom, it will be their first opportunity to, within their family, to attend higher education. Also, we have many, many of our students, I would say most from my sort of anecdotal experience, have to hold down jobs as well. So they are dealing with financial pressures too. And that's why I think, you know, just maybe committing an afternoon to going along to the magistrates court, or Judge Guse and Rachel coming to us for an afternoon, is brilliant for those students who maybe cannot commit the time to something much more labour intensive, but they can still participate.
Judge Guse, if I can come back to you, I think you mentioned that you started out actually as a legal advisor. Can you tell us a bit more detail about your journey from there, how you started and how you ended up as a district judge?
Yeah, I mean, I left private practice after a couple of years and became a legal advisor in the magistrates courts in Hampshire. I then transferred back to Dorset, where eventually I became a legal manager and then a deputy justice clerk, as they were then, senior legal manager now. And then I shifted myself completely to Yorkshire, North and West Yorkshire, where I took on the role of Justice's Clerk for North and West Yorkshire, a role which has now become the Head of Legal Operations, I suppose, is the closest equivalent. And during that time, I became applied to be a Deputy District Judge, so I sat a few days a month. Luckily, the civil service is supportive of releasing staff to do judicial sittings part-time up to 20 days a year. So I took advantage of that and also sat on my own leave to get my sittings up. And then I was lucky enough to get a full-time appointment in 2016. So my whole, apart from the 2 years I spent defending and prosecuting on and off in Bournemouth, my whole career has been as a legal advisor in the magistrates' courts, and a role which, you know, like Rachel, I loved it from the moment I started it, and it's provided me, and it provides many legal advisors now in the court service, the opportunity to apply for part-time and full-time judicial appointment. It's a great platform.
Rachel, if I can come back to you. So are you able to tell us a bit more about the kinds of roles that within HMCTS, within the civil service, that these students could go on to do? Obviously, the judge has spoken about his experience as a legal advisor, but what other kinds of roles might be suitable for them when they graduate?
Yeah, so in addition to, I mean, obviously I followed the similar route to Judge Guzet in that I did a law degree, I qualified as a barrister and then cross-qualified as a solicitor, and have worked throughout HMCTS throughout that time. But there are other routes for those who don't go on to do the professional qualification. There are some case managers within the tribunal service where they have some delegated powers where they deal with the case management of tribunal cases. So they're using their legal background to be able to assist the judges at the tribunal service to progress the cases. And there is the opportunity also to then undertake qualifications doing the Silex training, which HMCTS sponsors, so they can become qualified under the Silex and become a qualified lawyer, which then entitles them in due course to be able to apply for judicial appointments if that's a route that they wish to undertake. So there are opportunities for those who have got a law degree, or in fact any degree, to come into the service, and we do offer sponsorship and apprenticeships for those wishing to qualify as a lawyer. And as I say, that then opens up a number of different opportunities. Once you're within HMCTS or the civil service, there are huge numbers of opportunities. You can go to other government departments, the government legal services. There are opportunities throughout.
Okay, so Liz, how common is this kind of program in academia, this sort of outreach program, giving students an opportunity to spend time in and interact with the criminal courts?
It's something which has been developing since I've been at the University of Reading. So I've been there about 10 years, and certainly we have been building up that relationship with our local courts. So in addition to the work which we are doing with the Magistrates Court, we often hold activities with the Crown Court as well. So for example, we did a mock trial there earlier this year, which is brilliant fun, not least because I often get to play a witness. So I get to a little long-held ambition to be an actor comes out probably too strongly. But I think I would recommend it to anyone. If you are lucky enough to be at a university which has criminal courts, so obviously we have the Magistrates one and the Crown Court, and we are, you know, very, very near in Reading to getting into London as well. So there's a whole host of opportunities there. It's absolutely a brilliant thing to do, not least because it gives students an authentic experience. There's only so much we can do in the university, you know, with mocking something up in a classroom, but actually to go to a court, to see the infrastructure, to see what it looks like, to see and meet the people who work there, that's something which we cannot hope to replicate. And that authentic experience is very valuable.
Judge, if I can come back to you, what's been your most memorable moment during your involvement with this programme?
The best moments were the ones that, you know, Liz was encouraging for the first time, and watching them just get through that short plea mitigation, that short legal argument, the first time they've been on their feet, the first time they may have been in a courtroom environment, you know, and to get feedback. But it's just watching their faces and the sense of relief that they've done it. And also the realization they can do it. And they've got, you know, what they're learning academically, they can put into practice in, you know, putting forward an argument. And it's great fun. And some of them are real, they bring a lot of theatrics to it. And, you know, some of them have got a great deal of confidence. But no, it's those ones that, you know, you're drawing them out of their shell, whether they're first year students, second year students, or third year students. And just, as, you know, the moment where they have done that, and you can see that they feel they've achieved something. And those are the best moments.
I think there's also great value in the discussions afterwards and getting an insight into the criminal justice system. Yeah. Because our students will obviously read about the case law, they'll read the bits of legislation which are relevant to various criminal offences. But actually to hear from people who are aware day in, day out of the kinds of things which are going on in the local community, the kinds of people who are coming before them maybe on a regular basis, the stories behind that, and actually understanding that this is a much more complex picture. And I think that can be sort of tremendously helpful in students being able to form an understanding of, you know, who their client might be and what kind of complex backgrounds a client may be bringing with them to the criminal justice system.
I think that's really important because, you know, we're not talking to students about particular cases, but we're talking to them about the types of work that come before the magistrates' courts. But when you start talking about the wider criminal justice system and how people end up becoming involved in crime, whether it's through organised crime, county lines, drugs and alcohol, and how that really affects the work that we do on a day-to-day basis, that generates a lot of interest amongst the students, because that's the practical reality of life, how people end up becoming involved in crime. Many people don't see crime as a particular career. They see it as an exciting part of the criminal of the legal profession, because that's how it gets portrayed on television and in dramas. But actually, to say to these students, come down and sit at the back of a court and watch what comes through the average magistrate's court on a day-to-day basis in the remand court, the first hearings court, that will give you a flavour of what the real criminal justice system is like. And that helps then, and I hope, Liz, it helps build on what they're learning in the lecture rooms and in their tutorials.
It's hugely important, not least because we want students who don't just know the law, but also maybe have the capacity to be able to understand their client, whether or not that client is the Crown Prosecution Service, whether or not it's the defendants themselves. That is a way of sort of developing, I guess, a fully well-rounded lawyer.
And it's not just crime. Of course, the benefit of being able to talk to the students in the about magistrates' courts work is they've learned about how legal advisors sit in the family courts as well.
A lot of our work is civil proceedings as well, so we cover a really broad range and diverse areas, which makes our role interesting and varied each day.
Thank you very much, Judge Guzet, Rachel and Liz, for your time today and for your insights into this programme and what it has to offer. It's been great to have you. Thank you all. We're now going to talk to two students from Reading University Law Programme, Amber Farmer and Zara Navarro, to find out about your experiences of the programme. So welcome to you both. Thank you very much for joining us. So if I can ask you first, how much did you know about legal careers with HMCGS or with the civil service before you took part in this programme?
Absolutely nothing, to be very honest with you. I didn't know you could really pursue learning through them or the paths that were available, and it's just amazing to find out all the opportunities you had once I came to university.
Similar to Amber, I had no idea either, but the University of Reading has really been a set on showing us the different career routes that we have gotten into, and I think that's something that they have done different to other universities, and they've shown us so many career paths that we can go into, and it's now opened my eyes into them.
Taking part in this programme, being in the court, meeting the people involved. Has it influenced your ideas about your future careers?
I think it's definitely consolidated the fact that I want to be a barrister. Just getting to experience that court setting in person really gives you a thrill that I don't think you could find anywhere else.
Tell me a bit about how it actually works, your experiences. What have you done? What have you taken part in? What's really stood out for you?
Me and Zara both participated in a speed moot with Judge Guze and Rachel Newman judging. I came second and Zara was third, and we just got some amazing feedback from the judges that you just couldn't find anywhere else.
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was also about an area of law that we hadn't learned about in first year or in second year as well. So it was, everyone was on the same playing field. There were people who were in first year, people in third year there.
So what stood out for you most about the programme? Has it been as you expected? Has there been anything surprising about it?
First, I thought the system was very rigid. You know, the judges would be terrifying. You know, it'd be hard to talk to them. But they're just so easy to talk to and personable. They really do care about the system and helping students like us advance in our careers when it comes to law. I just didn't realise how welcoming everyone would be.
We both have our aspirations and interests right now, but we don't necessarily know what may happen in a couple of years, that a great opportunity may come up in an area that we're very interested in, and you might apply and you might just get it. So I think one of the most important things that university has taught us is you have to keep that open mind in terms of what career path you're going to go down.
So what would you say to any other students or that you know who might be considering getting involved in this programme or something similar?
I'd say just go for it. What is the worst that can happen? It's honestly an amazing experience, and everyone's in the same position as you. Everyone's nervous. I'm nervous most of the time about it. And there's honestly so much good comes out of it. University of Reading's collaboration with you guys has been a very unique opportunity that I haven't heard that many other universities had, which I'm very grateful for.
Yeah, just take advantage of any opportunity that you can have, because it may lead to somewhere that you never even thought it would.
So having this opportunity to practice what you've been learning at university and having the experience of being in a court and speaking in front of a judge, how's that been beneficial for you?
I think it's really allowed me to envision what my future could look like, which has definitely helped me know that this is what I want to do. Seeing it all happen in real life and having people like Judge Guze say that I was very talented, it just spurs you on.
Thank you to Amber and Zara for sharing your experiences with us today.
Thank you for
having
us.
Thank you so much.
If you'd like to find out more about job roles available in HMCTS or the civil service, please visit hmctsjobs.co.uk and check out our bio on wherever you listen to this podcast for more on HMCTS, including where to find us on gov.uk and social media. Thank you for listening. Please join us again soon.